Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about William James's pragmatism, which is basically a philosophy for people who hate abstract arguing. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book change how you think about truth itself?
Oh, absolutely. And hello. This is one of those books that sounds intimidating, but James writes like he's talking to you over coffee. He says the meaning of any idea is in its practical consequences. If an idea doesn't change how you act or feel, it's essentially meaningless. That's the core of pragmatism.
Right? And he starts by painting this picture of two types of people. He calls them the tender-minded and the tough-minded. The tender-minded are rationalists who love big principles and absolute truths. The tough-minded are empiricists who want hard facts and are suspicious of anything spiritual.
Yes, and he says both have valid points, but neither is complete. The tender-minded can feel disconnected from real suffering, and the tough-minded can lead to a cold, bleak view of life. So pragmatism is supposed to bridge that gap.
And the way it does that is by asking one simple question: what difference does this idea actually make? If two opposing views lead to the same practical outcomes, then the dispute is idle. That's so liberating.
Exactly. And then he applies this to truth itself. The traditional view is that truth is a static correspondence between your thoughts and reality. But James says no, truth is a process. An idea becomes true the same way a tool becomes useful. It proves itself by guiding you successfully through experience.
I love that. So truth isn't something you find lying around. It's something you make. And he's careful to say it's not just whatever makes you feel good. It has to actually work in the world. If I believe the train leaves at noon, that belief is true because it gets me to the platform on time.
Right.
And this leads to his most famous and controversial idea, the will to believe. He says when you're faced with a genuine choice that can't be settled by logic, like whether God exists, you have the right to choose based on what leads to a better life.
Yeah, and people often misinterpret that as believe whatever you want. But he's not saying that. The belief has to be a live option for you, and it can't contradict known facts. But within that, he argues that choosing hope is actually the more rational move. The agnostic who waits for proof is making a choice by default, and it might be the worst one.
And he applies the same logic to free will. The determinist says everything is caused, so your efforts don't really matter. But if you believe in free will, you're more likely to act morally and try to improve things. The pragmatic test favors free will because it's a more fruitful hypothesis.
That's so practical, and it ties into his view of the universe. He rejects the idea of a fixed, perfect block universe. Instead, he says the universe is pluralistic, still being made, full of loose ends and genuine novelty. Your actions aren't just cogs in a machine. They actually shape reality.
Yes, and that's empowering. He even says our concepts like thing and time are human inventions that have proven useful. They're tools, not eternal truths. Science gives us better tools for some things, but they're not more real than common sense. It's all about what works.
You know, reading this, I felt like I was being given permission to stop worrying about whether my beliefs are absolutely true in some cosmic sense, and instead ask, does this belief help me live a good life? It's incredibly freeing.
Exactly.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
For me, the takeaway is that pragmatism isn't about finding one ultimate truth. It's about taking responsibility for your beliefs and living courageously in a world that's still being made.
That's exactly it. James gives us a method for building meaning instead of just searching for it. We'll see you in the next one.